Hi, this is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Sean Colvin.
Oh, here I come, because I don't know better. I'm a thief and a sinner. I'm a fool and a debtor. You got your pushing numbers. You got your pushing a broom. And what's a lucky sum is breaking even to you. And we all fall down. We all fall down. We all fall down.
Hi, this is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Very pleased to welcome back Sean Colvin to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you again, too. We were just reminiscing here before we started the interview that it's been about 5 years since we spoke, so a lot of stuff to cover. I want to tell listeners that we are speaking to Sean today backstage at the Motherlode Theater in Butte, where, as we speak, in late April 2013, she's going to be performing with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Now, this is probably the first time I've done this with a guest. Let's talk about your book first.
Okay.
Because when we last spoke, I think you were still in the process of writing it.
If was I it. In 2008? Yeah. I was pretty daunted by the prospect, but my manager kind of, taking my jacket off, okay. My manager kind of dared me to do it. Because he said, I think you have a story to tell. And I said, you know, everybody's got a story to tell. I didn't mean they write a book about it. And he said, well, write a chapter. So I did. I wrote a couple, just kind of started in the middle. We kind of shopped it around and people were interested in it. So I became more interested in it and I decided I would do it.
End of story. Now, I'm not going to stop there because, well, as I mentioned before the interview, I've downloaded it, read it. I love the book. I really loved
it. Thank you.
And it's an amazing story.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
And just one that I thought it was very brave.
Well, the response has been positive. I mean, I haven't heard from anybody that didn't like it. If there have been reviews where it wasn't liked, no one has shown them to me. So, and I hear a lot of the, you know, things that you're saying as well, that it was, you know, brave. I even had an interviewer in Austin say, "Are you okay?" But that's kind of something I hope was going to come across in the book. I am. And I'm really at peace with, I mean, I talk about depression, alcoholism, you know, having trouble with romances, which I know is not abnormal. I'm just really at peace at this point in my life with all of those things. I think that provided me with a perspective to tell the stories without being confused. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, or without trying to work them out, you know, in the book. And truthfully, you know, I have gotten so much help from the willingness of people to tell their stories. You know, that's as much as anything has been healing. And I hoped that there was going to be a sense of humor, you know, in it.
Well, I think that is a big part of what makes for a compelling read of Diamond in the Rough, is that you balance those things out. There were honestly for me some literally LOL moments, laugh out loud good, moments. Good. In addition to talking about the anxiety stuff, if I may, just the struggle you had, even just when it was really hitting you, just trying to get out of the house and having your dad on the phone outside the door trying to coach you. It was very moving, very moving.
Thank you. Anxiety and depression often go hand in hand, and I really, from the time I was a child, had terrible, terrible anxiety, you know, panic attacks and phobias, and nobody really knew what to call it back then, and so I developed all kinds of strategies, some healthy, some not, I guess, for dealing with it. I certainly tried to hide it as best I could. Music was a big part of helping me. I think I talked in the book about leaving the guitar at the foot of my bed, because if I awoke in the night or even any time during the day, one of the things I would do is grab the guitar and play. It would bring me out of it, put my focus somewhere else. And music heals, you know. It's just whatever. I'm sure someone has done a study on the vibrations, you know. but it's the beauty and... There's just something about it.
Speaking again about your book, Diamond in the Rough, the flip side of this very brave sharing of some of the issues that you've dealt with was stories like the one about, was it the Kansas Fair, the Iowa Fair?
The cows?
They paid to see the cows.
Yeah, but I was free. As long as you paid to see the cows, you could come see me.
Even Sean Colvin has
gigs
like
this. It was a Spinal Tap moment, you know? You've got to be kidding. It's when you call your agent and go, really? Is this? But you know what? I know I mentioned in the book, it turned out great.
Yeah.
You know, the most unlikely gigs sometimes are excellent.
Sometimes they even laugh. We're on their way up town, so much to do, so much to see. connected. Sometimes they hope and pray. In letters red and crystalline glow, marching in the sand.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Sean Colvin. Well, we could talk a lot about Diamond in the Rough, your new book, but I also want to ask you about your most recent recording, All Fall Down. Mm-hmm. And this is a project that you worked with Buddy Miller on. And now I'm going to reference the book again, see, because I know okay. some. Well, yeah. Well, the thing
because we have such a history.
Right. Yeah. And I did not know the extent of the history.
I moved to Austin, Texas, right out of basically right out of high school in Southern Illinois, with a band, and Buddy was there at the time too, mid-70s. Buddy really changed the course of my life when he asked me. He moved to New York during the when country music, you know, got so popular with Urban Cowboy and all that, and he. Asked me to join his band in New York. And at the time, I was in California, kind of floundering. I went to New York and joined Buddy's band. And so many things that shaped who I am and helped me become in my work what I am happened in New York City. I was there for 13 years.
We'll talk about working with him specifically on this project a little bit, and maybe also the writing that went into this project.
Well, you know, I was working on the book, and I wasn't working on writing as much. And I said to Buddy, I need to write, and as far as the vision, the musical vision of this record, I'm handing it over to you, you know. I trust you.
Wow.
So he put together a band that I would not have predicted, which... you know, had a jazzier turn. We had Victor Krauss on bass, who can play anything, Brian Blade on drums, and Bill Frisell on guitar, including Buddy on guitar as well. And these guys could do anything. Hmm. And I felt like they were having to dumb down to play with me, you know. You know, it's like, well, this one has three chords. And but... they were lovely. And as far as the writing went, I just cast the net wide. You know, I knew I'd do better co-writing because I hadn't written all that much on my own while I was working on the book. So I not only wrote with John Leventhal, who, you know, I write with obviously a whole lot. I asked Buddy if he had anything. And he reached out to Victor and Bill and Brian and... they sent me things. So I just was asking for music from people because I'm so comfortable writing that way. And that's how it worked out with Victor and Bill. They just gave me some produced pieces and I went for it. Who else did I write with? Well, I wrote lyrics with Jacob Dylan on one song. We worked through over email and I sent him the music and he wrote an entire set of lyrics, very quickly, great lyrics. And he goes, I'm rather wordy. And I love wordy, you know, but this was rather wordy. I'm like, I don't know if I can fit all these words in. So I was able to take the gist of what he had written and pare it down in a cool way. And I'd already had the chorus. So I'd never done that before.
Hmm.
I never, you know, co-written lyrics in that, especially in that way, you know, just revising someone else's ideas, just separate from them. And I loved it. And I love what we came up with. It's Seven Times the Charm is the name of that song.
Thank you. gotten down like a hawk to your glove. But a poor girl is made out of sorrow and blood. Some hearts survive, but mine isn't one. And we go once down the aisle, twice round the stars. You had all the persuasion of a snake on my arm. Seven times the charm.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musician's Spotlight, and I'm joined today by Sean Colvin. Sean, you know, as I look at your career, one of the things that strikes me is you can hang with songwriters, and musicians. And that seems very unique. I can't think of a lot of other musicians who've been able to do just that.
Well, that's a very flattering. I had never thought of it that way. You know, I put so much time into paying my dues as a musician, and it came to me easily, the guitar playing and the singing and harmonizing, but my dream of being a songwriter was such that I couldn't let it go. That was hard won. So the fact that you say I can, you know, hang with the songwriter, mm-hmm. that's still a pinch me sort of idea that. Mm. I can stand among, you know, some of my idols I've met, and they've told me they liked what I write, and, you know, that's about the best thing you can imagine. So here are these people that I listened to and was so moved by and affected by: Jackson Browne, James Taylor, you know, Bonnie, met Paul Simon, sang at a tribute for him, a couple of them. Right in front of him. I know. Woo! These were the people, some of the people, there have been many, who shaped my life, you know, not only my musical life, but, you know, to me, they shaped how I perceived bits of my past. They were soundtracks, as we like to say, you know? So if someone comes up to me that, you know, a listener, a fan that says this record was the soundtrack for, I mean, I know what they're talking about, and that I could serve that purpose for somebody else is just about the most rewarding thing that comes of what I do. Yeah,
Sean, I wanted to ask, which of your songs do you feel is the most autobiographical?
I gotta think about that a minute. Maybe Diamond in the Rough.
Yeah, hence the title of your book.
Hence the title of my book. Yeah, no. that was just some real basic growth stuff and it really launched me into my writing career. I mean, that was a very, very early song, and I think I said in the book it's the song where I went, you know, it was revelatory, and I'm like, I think I understand how to tell the truth in a way that's my voice. Sometimes oftentimes I'll write by singing a melody over the music and not, you know, and singing syllables that turn into words sometimes. And, you know, it's kind of go towards the fear a little bit, like who knows what's going to come out. And that's how that song started. You know, it just started with that line, and I was scared of it, but it turned out to be so cathartic and right, you know. So you know, being a little frightened of your work, is not necessarily of what comes out, and not able to explain it right away is not necessarily a bad thing at all. Yeah.
Came down to the water with a little stone in my hand, and it would shimmer and sing, and we knew everything as a little girl that came down. In a little while I got steeped in authority. Heaven only knows what went wrong, but there is nothing so cruel than to bury that jewel. And it was mine all along. I'm gonna find it. You're shining, I can see you. You're smiling, that's a Navajo. And I'm holding on to you like a diamond in the rough. Every now and then I can see I am getting somewhere. Where I have to go is so deep. I was angry back then, and I guess I still am. And I have lost too much sleep. I'm gonna find it. You're shining, I can see you. You're smiling, that's a Navajo. I'm holding on to you like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond in the rough. And in my dreams I go down to the water with a little girl in my arms, and we shimmer and sing, and we know everything. In my dreams I go down. You're shining, I can see you. You're smiling, that's a Navajo. And I'm holding on to you like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond in the rough. And you're shining, I can see you. You're smiling, that's a now. And I'm holding on to you like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond.
Sean, when we've talked in the past, I know that you've always had some good outlets for getting away from music. Triathlons, I remember, was one of them. I think maybe when I first met you, sewing. From reading the book, I know shopping for good clothes is also high.
I'm reeling that one in.
Yeah, yeah. Was there an intervention involved?
Pretty much. pretty much, yeah.
Anything else going on that's outside of music, just for fun?
I love the words with friends. What else? The iPad has kind of taken over as the thing that I relate to. I mean, I read all my books off the iPad. I play the words with friends. I even shop on the iPad. You can just surf, you know, endlessly. I'm trying to think of what else goes on. You know, my life is a lot about my daughter. She still doesn't drive, you know, she's almost 15. So when I'm home, I'm the quintessential soccer mom. I mean, I'm taking her to school. Wow. I'm picking her up. I'm making dinner. We're going to swim team. We're going to whatever she happens to be into at the time, and picking up friends and taking them home. And, you know, so that's great. What I do.
All Fall Down is the most recent recording, and Diamond in the Rough, the most recent memoir.
Yeah.
Perhaps there'll be another one down the road.
I don't know.
Still a diamond.
Still a diamond.
10 years
out of the rough.
Yeah, out of the rough, exactly. SeanColvin.com is the name of the website where you can go to and find out more information about Sean. Thank you so much for making time to speak with us again.
It's
on Musician Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Sunny came home to her favorite room. Sunny sat down in the kitchen. She opens a book and a box of tools. Sunny came home with a mission. Jesus days go.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Sean Colvin. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, or through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Special thanks for today's program to the Motherlode Theater in Butte and Carolyn Rosenfeld. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.